In Washington, D.C. 101. Now, here's Rod Allen Fritz.
7 o'clock. The Drug Enforcement Administration is investigating whether one of its undercover couriers was tricked into carrying the bomb on board Pan Am Flight 103 nearly 2 years ago in Frankfurt. The bomb went off over Lockerbie, Scotland, and blew the plane out of the sky, killing a total of 270 people. A tip to the news media suggests the DEA had a standing arrangement with airport officials in Frankfurt that may have allowed luggage on board without normal inspection. After the incident, it came out the State Department had warned its people to beware of Pan Am flights, but that the warning wasn't given to everyone else. Just last week, Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson sentenced Mayor Barry to serve 6 months in jail for his conviction on a cocaine possession charge. But Jackson thinks Barry should have been convicted on 12 of the counts against him, including the perjury counts. Jackson told Harwood law students yesterday that the evidence against Barry was so overwhelming on 12 counts, he thinks four jurors were out to acquit Barry no matter what. Prince George's County Councilman Anthony Sicoria has been found guilty of stealing $64,000 in campaign funds and lying about it on his Maryland tax returns. Sentencing is set for December, and if re-elected next week, he'll be suspended from his seat upon sentencing. The jury deliberated in less than 3 hours. Sicoria's co-defendant, his wife Catherine, is still hiding out. She never showed up for trial, and a bench warrant's been issued for her arrest. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high 65 to 70. Fair and cool tonight. Lows ranging from near 35 in the suburbs to the lower 40s downtown. And then Thursday continued sunny and pleasant with a high 65 to 70. Right now, 46 degrees. This is Rod Allen Fritz.
That is a 495 right up to the New Hampshire. You may hate life. Route 50 slow just after 202 towards New York Avenue. And Route 1 is heavy through Old Town. That's the story. You got the Big Maluga, Dick Maluga, DC 101 traffic. It's the Halloween crowd. It's a Halloween here at DC 101. Come on in, buddy. Take off that fear, fucker, and let you drop them pants. Yes. Exhibition is up.
Turn me loose. Let me go. I'm not gonna feel good.
And now, let's take just a tender moment to gather, put our arms round one another's shoulders, and raise our voices in salute for the early morning ring-dang-do and all the joy that it brings to our lives every day.
He's got two tans, the size of avocado.
Isn't it? There's a little tender sigh, and I can show that we're not all blood and guts here on the Ring Dang Do. It's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock at DC 101, Rigo at 7:30, and Bo Diddley coming in a little bit later on. Hopefully we can talk him into working that git box. But first, I got a story here from Martinsburg, West Virginia. And the mayor of that town wants to cut down on the number of beggars. Apparently, they got bums with problems with bums and winos and everything else. And so they got to license the street people. Anybody caught panhandling, anybody with his hand out when you're walking down the street, they want to tax them. $25 every 6 months. You got to tax on the earnings you get from sticking your hand in people's faces, huh? I mean, these rag-picking, downtrodden, homeless street people are going to be taxed only in West Virginia, kind of thing like that. I bet the townspeople all said, I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say, bad, 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 bad. I'm a
twinkle in my eyes. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, the court's in session, and here's a man on trial for shooting his wife's lover dead. He came home from work one day, and there they were, just bottom knocking. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? So he runs out to the shed, and he grabs his old single shot 10 gauge and kills the man.
Actually, I got the setup on this wrong. Let me rewind that and go right back to the beginning. Okay, here we go.
Okay, we're back. We're in the courtroom, and this man is on trial because there was hobbling going on with his wife and another man. He catches him in the middle of doodad, slap, 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 and he shoots his wife and lets the man go. Well, of course, the judge convicts him of murdering his wife. And he says, you got to tell me something, buddy, before I send you off to prison. You come home. There's your man. There's your wife hobbling this man. I'm going to get through this. And you shoot your wife and you let the man go. What's the story? He said, well, you don't know her like I know her. I figured it was easier to shoot her. That way I'd only have to shoot one person instead of a different man every night. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Redheads How to Whack a Weed Breakfast on DC 101.
All right. All right. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got a couple open lines on the blower if you'd like to participate in the ring-dang-doo.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom at the vampire's feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
Whoa.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land.
Whoa.
For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
Monster mash.
Monster mash. Monster mash.
That's a monster mash. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock with the Grease Man, and it's a beautiful day, man. We're lucking out. We're getting a little bit of late summer action there, as we're expecting sunshine today and 65 to 70 degrees. Weather for the weekend looking good, too, so life is sweet. What's not to like? We're going to do a special Halloween hobble song. I hope you got the wall and sack rolling this morning. There will be little mementos for you to save for the coming years. But first, let's take a couple of calls. 101, good morning.
Morning, Grease Man. How are you?
I'm extra perky. How are you?
Good, good. What's your costume like this morning?
What's my costume? Actually, I'm not really wearing one today. I'm in my normal attire for the Ring Dang Do. I got my David Lee Roth pants on.
Oh, baggies.
And baggies? No, no. They're like chaps with no undies. You know, they're very, very
thick. Okay, no panty line. All right, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got a little joke for you this morning. It's clean. It's clean.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let me hear your joke.
All right. How many ears does Mr. Spock have?
How many ears does Mr. Spock have?
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Somebody knew the answer, I think, from the... What is the answer?
You mean you don't know it?
No, no, what is the answer?
What is the answer? What do I get for the answer?
Come on, don't make me pull teeth. I'll slap you.
He's
silly.
He's got 3 ears.
What's that?
He's got 3 ears. He's got the right ear, the left ear, and the final front ear.
Man, it's a good thing you ain't here, ma'am, because some of these guys would subject you to a disciplinary... You'd be hating life if you was here. You'd be eating more bark than Ned Beatty. All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye, take care.
You too.
101, good morning.
Peace.
Yes.
Are you going to play it?
Play what?
I told you.
One call a morning, ma'am. One call a morning. Thank you. 101, good morning. I can't. I just want... People say they can't get through. I get the same nudniks calling me 3, 4 times. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, speak up. You're going to have to talk. Scream into the phone. I can't hear you. Louder, louder. Quickly. This is the Grease Man. Go ahead, please. Louder. What's up?
Need some advice.
All right. Louder. What is it?
I want to know what it is that...
What is it? Louder. Damn your eyes. I'd throttle you if you were here. Now, what is it?
Oh, come on.
Now, what is it? What's your problem?
No. I want to know what it is you're supposed to do to get a guy to pay attention to you.
Well, if you want a guy to pay attention to you, you must show your willingness to... You'll have to... I'm a doogie. Hobble. It makes a shout with glee. Hobble. My knees will wobble when she says hobble, go gobble, doogie. Hobble. On Halloween night, hobble. You know it's out of sight. You're trick-or-treating and she's secreting. I'm singing hobble, go gobble, doogie. Remember your disguises, Abel. You'll be full of surprises. You'll smear your makeup. Your costume will cake up when you do Abel, boogie, Abel, boogie. Abel, remember to light the pumpkin, Abel. Before you start a humping, Jack's really glowing while the poot's flowing. While singing a bull, boog, a bull, doogie, and the men sing. Keep in mind as you march to your Halloween hobble, they're not closing the streets in Georgetown tonight. They would prefer you not show up, so they will be inhospitable. Be on your guard, as there'll be tons of lawmen and paddy wagons with tremendous accommodations. There will be no parking on M Street from 24th to 29th. So be on your toes. Public drinking laws will be enforced. I say the best thing to do is just stay home and enjoy a little bit of Abel. Don't forget the candy, Abel. In that thing, it sure tastes dandy, but remove the wrapper before you lapper while singing a boo boo gobble boogie. Abel. So as you trick or treat, Abel, you're looking for something sweet. It's fun hobbling, dressed like a goblin, when you sing hobble do gobble do gobble. Yeah, buddy. It's 15 after 7, DC 101.
Now is the time.
But time is running out.
The sale you can't afford to miss is almost over.
The Goodyear All-Season Tire Sale.
Save on Goodyear's most popular all-season tires.
Save big on Arriva.
Save even more on Evo GT Plus 4.
But hurry.
The Goodyear All-Season Tire Sale ends this Saturday at participating retailers.
Don't miss this sale.
This may be the last chance you'll have all year to buy tires this good at savings this great.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Supreme Court of the United States is now in session. Please bring on the first witness.
It could be the most unusual case ever to come before the Supreme Court. The state of Indiana wants to ban nude dancing.
I like to show my body.
Public nudity is not something that should be allowed.
Bear it or bust. Next time on A Current Affair. Watch A Current Affair tonight at 7:30 on Fox Channel 5.
Then at 8. They say talk is cheap.
I don't work cheap.
But in this town, bullets are cheaper.
Get three coffins ready.
Clint Eastwood is the man with no name.
I don't think it's nice you laughing.
Some people call him crazy. Everyone calls him deadly. But you better call him sir.
Go ahead, load up and shoot.
A Fistful of Dollars. Tonight at 8 on Channel 5.
Sweet. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock here at DC 101 with the grease in my ongoing campaign. I'm going to have to ask Riggo what he thinks about it. Hopefully he's left the lean-to by now. And we want to bring back Dex. If he gets reinstated, if Tagliabue says he's done his time in hell in football purgatory and they let him play, I think the skin should let him play. What do you think? Just a random poll of the studio audience. You think if he gets reinstated, the skin should let him back on the field?
Yes. 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 Absolutely.
How many people think they should just let him sit on the bench? We need him. We need him.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Exactly. We all make our mistakes. So, I know everybody says, well, he's made three mistakes, but what the hell? The price for three mistakes is a permanent suspension with option to come back year after year if you reapply and show that you have purged yourself of illicit goings-on. And Dex seems to have done that. So, if you agree, you can always drop me a note to bring back Dex. Here at DC, you know, if he does get reinstated, they got to pay him, so they might as well play him anyway. Who's good at quick division? What's 16 into $400,000? That's a lot of money. And he gets a check like that every Sunday from when he gets reinstated. So he might as well be out on the field delivering bone-crunching sacks. So you can write to Bring Back Dex here at DC 101, and I'll drop off the notes at Redskins Park. I'll take two big old sacks, man. Two big old sacks. Load them up and schlep them out there. It's 18 minutes after 7. The blower's open for whatever you want to talk about. 4321-101 or 1-800-53-DC-101.
Either way, when you die, then you get a man on the line.
Didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. She said you found someone. And I thought of all the bad luck and the struggles we went through and how I lost you and you lost me. Outside love's open door.
Easy 101. It's 23 minutes after 7. It's Halloween with Shrieking. Our armpits badly reeking. It's Halloween with Shrieking today. Riggle will be in here at 7:30. And keep in mind, the winner of today's Halloween costume contest, for all y'all that wore costumes, the winner gets Thanksgiving for the family at the Presidential Suite in the Omni Showroom. Now, this is really big, because if you've ever seen the Presidential Suite of the Omni Showroom, it is massive. I mean, this thing is huge. And then we'll let you bring up to 6 people. You feed your faces. You sit there. You eat like pigs. You cackle like hyenas. You drink like fish. And you hobble like bunnies. And plus, runners-up, by the way. Not everybody walks away empty-handed. Runners-up get copies of the Monster Rock and Roll Show on Dunhill CD Classics or admission to Anton's to see Bo Diddley. Yeah. So y'all are going to walk away feeling bold today. 101, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greece.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, man, how do you tell a girl in West Virginia's a virgin?
Something about her fathers and brothers.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right, goodbye. 101, good morning. We got to give that subject a rest. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir, what's up?
You were talking yesterday about letting Dexter Manley back in the league.
Yes.
Is there any criteria that the league has that he has to meet before he comes back?
Well, he has to show himself drug-free, rehabilitated, the spirit of success running through his veins.
Right.
He'll have to successfully pass numerous wee-wee tests.
Let
me tell you something. I'll be honest with you. I'll spill my guts. I can't judge Dexter. I was in rehab so long myself one time. I mean, I was in there for months. I got to the point where I'd go to a cocktail party, somebody'd hand me a glass, and I'd pee in it. You know what I'm saying? So I say, let's let Dex back. 101, hello.
Grace.
Yes.
Got to ask you something from the Hobbity Gaga handbook.
Yes.
Well, let's just say I'm 19, and I had a 33-year-old woman all over me the other night.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she wants to use you for the plaything that you are. Obviously, at 19, her 33, you have nothing in common. You don't know the same music, the same artwork. You can't even wax philosophic on the same subjects. She was just merely going to use you for your manly implement, let you void your doodads, and then cast you aside.
Think so?
That's exactly what's going to happen. However, if you're up for that, you're up for a little sporting doodad slapping, and she's not married, and you're not married, and it's America, God bless you. It's the 90s, so what the hell? I just give you one bit of advice, buddy, when it comes to hobbling. You're 19 years old, and I think you need to keep this in mind as you go through life. Here's a motto that my daddy told me a long time ago. Never date a woman with big hands, because it makes your hydraulics look small.
He's a mega shrieking maniac, the Grease Man, rocking on DC 101.
I'm Jim Cook. I brew Samuel Adams Boston Lager, and I have this friend Dan, a marketing guy, who says to me, Jim, Samuel Adams is the best beer in America, and maybe the world, but it's missing something. Dan, I said, I handcraft my Samuel Adams from my great-great-grandfather's recipe, and it calls for only 4 ingredients. Pure water, lager yeast, 2-row malt, and rare Bavarian hops. So what's missing? A jingle, he says. All beers have jingles. Now, I always thought making great beer was enough, but maybe he's right. So I wrote a jingle. Ready? Samuel Adams is the handmade lager beer. With a robust taste, you'll want to cheer. Its color is a rich amber. No big imported beer comes near. Now, if you think you can do better, and who couldn't, write to me, Jim Cook, care of this station. And if you're lucky, maybe I'll sing your jingle. And if you're real lucky, maybe I won't.
Go to hell and back. Tonight at 8 on DC 20. They look like shellacked muppets. They make weird mouth noises. They have black scored wings. And tonight, they're bad. Ghoulies 2, where devil worshippers dance in long red robes and an old man gets really, really toasted. And little slimy monkey things go flying about. Ghoulies 2. Tonight at 8 on DC 20 WDCA-TV.
ALF is now on television 5 days a week. Reporters are clamoring for more information.
Are you for real? Do you really exist?
I do exist. I should. Therefore, I am.
ALF, are you happy to be on 5 days a week?
Yes! I need human companionship.
ALF! ALF! Women say you're a hunk. Any comment?
A hunk of what?
ALF is on TV 5 days a week.
That's all, folks.
ALF, now 5 days a week at 6, following growing pains on DC 20 WDCA-TV.
In the back of your closet, there's a lonely business suit.
Hey, you're gonna wear me today?
That once favorite suit you haven't worn in years and will probably never wear again.
What's the matter? You don't love me anymore?
But what if we told you you could trade in that suit and get $50 off a new suit made of comfortable, durable, 100% wool?
Sounds good to me.
Riches of Georgetown announces our $50 fall suit trade-in. Bring in any old suit and we'll give it to a local charity, and we'll give you $50 off any new suit in stock in our fall pure wool collection.
We used to be real tight, you know, real tight.
So have your old suit cleaned and bring it in. We'll give you $50 off a new suit for every suit you bring in and give your old suit to someone who'll love it like you did.
$50 if you take me with you.
Please hurry. Britches Fall Suit Trade-In ends November 3rd.
Hey, is this any way to treat an old friend?
Be sure to look for the Sewn-In Woolmark label, your assurance of quality-tested fabrics made of the world's best. Pure wool.
Yeah, man. Boy, we're eating some food this morning. You should see this crowd, man. We're loving life. We got food from BJ Pumpernickels in the Only Town Center. What a spread, huh? We told you that was spread. That is, man. Don't forget to place your Thanksgiving turkey order now from BJ Pumpernickels, where they dropped off some fresh OJ, some Halloween cupcakes. There's pumpkin pie in here this morning, lemon meringue pie, fresh fruit slices, ham and cheese, whitefish, egg salad, tuna salad, lox and cream cheese bagels, all here, ready for our studio audience. The Riggle Report is brought to you by Track Auto. John Riggins, everybody! Fresh from the lean-to, he's our man. And a cheery good morning.
Hiya, kids. Hiya. Anybody want to plunk my magic twanger?
Oh, my God.
I got a cold, Grease. I didn't even know if I'd be able to do the show this morning. I've been bothering me a little bit. I'm getting over it, so.
That's
Tuesday, I was a little shaky on it. I got up yesterday morning.
Well,
I didn't hardly talk.
Well, everybody keep your head down, because when Riggo sneezes, it's like... Look at that projectile.
I get all of it as a rule.
That's because, we got to do something. There's a million things. My Riggo Christmas list is a mile long. I don't know whether to get you the Coleman heater for the lean-to, which is obviously what you need because you got a cold. Or maybe that thermo sleeping bag because it's fixing to get... I mean, it's been in the 30s at night.
Yes, it has. Don't tell me about it. I know how cold it's been.
Because
real nippy.
So my Riggo Christmas...
Well, anything's appreciated, Grease, you know.
That's all right. I got all kinds of outdoor gear for you. We've started a little campaign. I wonder what you think about it. You know, on November the 18th, Tagliabue has to decide whether or not to reinstate Dex. And if he does, that means instantly, he's back on the Redskins' payroll. And they start paying him from that day forward. Now, the coaches say they haven't thought about whether or not they'll put him on the field. It's too soon. We're thinking about football. But actually, you know they've thought about it. You know that Dex back again, if he's in his playing form and shape, would be a tremendous asset to a team that's not 6-0 or whatever, a team that could very well be hating life. I say bring back Dex. What do you say?
Well, Grease, I tend to agree with you, but uh-oh. I think it's like that song Don Henley sings, How Bad Do You Want It? Now, Dexter has not proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's above all this, that he needs just a little bit, I think a little more proof, so... My idea is that he should probably serve as Mr. Cook's butler for a period of not less than 30 days nor more than 45. I know when I was a naughty boy, I don't know how many pairs of Nunn and Bush Imperials that I had to shine before I could come back.
So you mean...
It's either that or he should sit on a flagpole at Redskin Park for about a week to 10 days, somewhere in that area. I think he would prove to the fans that he's in earnest.
You mean,
don't get to bat again as a rule, but he's going to get up to the plate with an asterisk beside his name.
I never knew that. So when you had your incidents and, when there was times when you may have, slandered in a corner... You mean Mr. Cook would say, Riggo, out to the mansion. And then you'd be out there on the riding mower, cutting his grass while he pointed from the balcony. Am I doing a good job, Mr. Cook? I never knew that part of Redskins' discipline.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just the way it goes. Now, not many people know that, and I haven't really had the freedom... to speak until now. This is 5 years after the fact. But sure, I had to go out there and groom the horses and, you know, stuff like that. Clean up the stalls and, you know, just minor stuff. But it isn't that bad, really. I think 30 days would be good for Dexter.
Put
really.
You in
I
your mean, place.
It definitely clear his sinuses if he's got any problems.
That's what I mean, damn.
There's lots of advantages of working out at the Cook Mansion. And really, I rather enjoyed
Rock
it.
Auto has it all for a lot less. You'll be amazed at the selection and savings for all your automotive needs. And their parts are backed by a 7-year, 70,000-mile warranty. Track carries name brand products like Pennzoil Motor Oil. This time of year, your car engine has an enemy called heat. And to conquer this enemy, you need the oil with world-class protection. Every drop of Pennzoil has superior breakdown resistance at high temperatures to protect your engine against heat. So stop by today and pick up a case of quality Pennzoil Motor Oil. For all your automotive needs, Track Auto offers friendly, helpful service and the best selection of auto parts and accessories. And at Track Auto, don't be surprised to find some of the lowest prices in town. So stop by your nearest Track Auto today and pick up a case of Pennzoil Motor Oil. That's Track Auto, today's discount leader in helping you maintain your car.
It's 26 minutes before 8 o'clock. The Grease and Chuck. Talking to Ringo. Well, what's the buzz out of Redskins Park, John? What's the buzz?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been thinking about since, you know, we did the show on Monday and, of course, watching the game on Sunday. And, of course, I've got my 2 cents to throw in here. And the more I thought about it, the more I have to say that we're going to have to pin this loss on Stan Humphries. Stan Humphries, you see, is a young quarterback, and he made a rookie mistake. It wasn't Ernest Biner. See, that was an apparition of Ernest Biner. Stan Humphries should have known Ernest Biner was not going to catch that ball. He is famous for when you have to have the big play of not making it for you. So I can't really blame Ernest Biner. I have to blame Stan for not being a quick thinker. But he'll get over that. He'll know next time he sees Ernest standing by himself in the end zone, and he absolutely, positively has to have that touchdown to throw it out of bounds.
Okay.
Because you always run the risk of having it intercepted. So there's my 2 cents on the big play that never happened.
All right, the Rigo analyzation. It's time for the Redskins Player of the Week. At stake, an authentic Redskins jersey and a Miller Lite Redskins NFL Player of the Year hat, plus eligibility for a trip for two to the 1991 Pro Bowl in Honolulu. Includes game, tickets, airfare, and hotel accommodations. Who knows the Redskins player of the week? And which one? Who's going to do it? Which man? Can you make it? You got the long cord? Well, can we have your name, please, sir? And
Clayton.
And who's the player of the week?
Clayton Otto.
No. No, which Redskin, sir? Which Redskin?
Redskin was player of the week.
Okay. Anybody else
that
know?
That was a very popular.
Anybody know? We got another one coming round the corner. This is a lot at stake when you think about it, because we're talking about a possible trip to Honolulu just for knowing the player of the week. Okay. What's your name, sir, please?
Chris.
And who was the player of the week?
Don Warren.
And where'd you drive in from today, buddy?
Alexandria.
You look like you're in uniform. Means you got to go to work today, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Hating life. Well, anyway, you've got the beautiful Redskins jersey. You're eligible for the trip to Honolulu. Bravo, Lingus, and we'll get all the deal. That's it for Chris, everybody. All right, John. Sometime between now and 8:30, let's explore what it would be like if someone were to inadvertently go trick-or-treating at the lean-to.
Yeah, I like that, Grease.
All right, Stan.
By the way, the Caps beat Vancouver last night, 2-1.
Yeah, bravo, Lincoln, for the
Caps. For all us Cap fans.
Yeah, man. All right, the Ringer Report brought to you by Track Auto. Talk to you in an hour, John.
All right, Grease, I'll be right around here. Just give me a holler if you want to do something.
All right, John, sweet. 23 before 8, the Grease in charge. Yeah, it's Holla Wacko Ween at DC 101. Then.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, hairbrush, new shoes, and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and steeple, the laundry on the hill, billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling and calling. But forget it all.
It is freezing. It's 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. We're having a lot of fun on Halloween. Bo Diddley will be in a little bit later on this morning. We're going to go trick-or-treating out at the lean-to. See what Rigo would have for little kids should they find their way out there, which is unlikely. But who knows? Maybe there'd be some... Now, only people I'd think show up at the lean-to would be like that little kid that played the banjo in Deliverance. You know, that's the only kind of people live out that far in the woods. So we'll be doing that. But right now, I think what I'd like to do is go back in time with an Uzi. A lot of people don't realize it, but we have such tremendous equipment in this room here that if I throw my girth against it at high speed, it actually causes a short circuit, which tears the time warp and ends up sending me back in time. Now, I can never be sure where I'll end up. All I know is I do go back in time, and I do bring an Uzi. Let me open up the picture window and make sure that bad boy is ready to go. Yeah. And I see if I can alter the course of history by showing up at a big event with an Uzi. So let me get a running start. Here I go. Hang on. Whoa! Where am I? Wait a minute, what does the street sign say? Salem. My God, look at that fire. This is a raging blaze. There's townspeople cheering on the... And there's a woman tied to a stake, my God. I don't believe it. I'm in Salem, where they used to burn witches at the stake. And there's one in the flambe mode right now. Well, we know from reading our history that they really weren't witches at all. A lot of times they were pretty girls of the town. And the guys in the town were all attracted to the prettiest girls, of course. And a lot of times married men would run around with these pretty girls. And so their wives, not wanting to think that the husbands would leave them for a slice of strange, would call these women witches. And they'd be condemned to burn at the stake. And look at that woman. Burning while the crowd cheers. Well, let me tell you something. This is one woman that I'm going to save from fricasseeing. Hey! How many people have you killed in the name of your God, huh? Surprise! Yeah! How do you like it? Feel that lead burn, buddy? Wow. Look at the body splayed. All right, let me get a hose here for this poor woman. God damn. Let me hose you down there, ma'am. But that fire, oh, God. I'm sorry. I think I got here like 15, 20 minutes too late. But look on the bright side. When you find your way home to your husband, at least you'll be hopped to trot.
Up and over the hump with Wednesday Live in the studio with the Grease Man on DC 101.